Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're joined by the Minister of Education and Child Care for the province of Alberta, Demetrius Nikolaidis, joins us on the line right now. Guest, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Absolutely, yes. My pleasure to be on.
All right, first thing we want to talk about today is school construction. Province recently announced the, fast-tracking, if you will, of a handful of projects around the province, including in our region, some schools being worked on in Donnelly and Falair. I guess, first of all, why don't you take us through what's kind of going on with some of these construction projects for new schools?
Yeah, happy to give you a quick overview. You know, we're seeing some really unprecedented growth in student population across the province. A lot of people are moving to Alberta. Of course, we've just passed the 5 million people mark in the province as our base population. And this large influx of people has put a lot of pressure on schools across the province. And so we recognize that we need to double down on efforts to build schools and build them as quickly as possible. So that's what we're doing. And every few months, we are hopefully in a position where new school projects are ready to move to the next stage of construction. We have three stages that a school needs to go through: planning, design, and construction. And so just very recently, I was able to announce 11 more schools are ready to move to the next phase. Three have moved into construction. The rest have moved into the design stage. And as you mentioned, many of these are in communities across the province. The ones that we announced just a couple weeks ago are primarily outside of Calgary and Edmonton. We recognize that we need to build schools in our fastest growing cities and communities, but at the same time, we also need to replace aging infrastructure and modernize some of our schools that maybe have gone on past their life expectancy.
As you mentioned, certainly population growth has been a big factor behind some of these work being done on new schools. But in particular, as you mentioned, certainly rural areas been benefiting a bit from some of these project announcements. What's going to be how important is it to make sure that the a lot of the rural areas of the province don't get sort of left behind, if you will, in getting some of these new school projects happening?
It's critically important, and we're going to make sure that our smaller communities are not left behind at all. Even though a lot of this effort is centered around dealing with the huge influx of people that's affecting primarily the Calgary and Edmonton metropolitan region, as I mentioned, we do also know that schools in smaller communities are aging and need some replacement. And in this latest round, we are moving ahead with projects in Falher, in Lac-La-Biche, Colehurst, Donnelly, in Grand Prairie, Wetaskiwin, and other communities as well. So specifically, I think you had mentioned as well, Donnelly. So we're working with the High Prairie School Division to modernize the George Pierre Vanier School, which needs some significant updating, and other projects as well that need update, modernization, or even sometimes a complete replacement. Maybe the building is just so old, a modernization is just going to put a Band-Aid on things, and sometimes we need to just do a complete replacement. So we're definitely working to make sure that we keep our infrastructure, our schools, as modern and as we possibly can, even in our smaller communities.
Another thing I know that has been done to try and help out some of these schools is the addition of some modular classrooms. And I know there's a few in our region that have benefited from some of this. So what's kind of happening on that front there, the modular classroom units?
Yeah, we've invested $50 million this year into modular classrooms. Modular classrooms are beneficial for two primary reasons. Number one, we can build them very, very fast. You know, our partners contractors can build the modular units very quickly. And secondly, they can be dispatched very quickly. We can use them to alleviate serious pressure, or if there's a safety concern, or if something has broken down at a school and it's going to take a long time to replace, obviously dispatching a modular classroom can be done very quickly, can help students continue to learn until things get repaired or fixed. So they're very fast and effective short-term solutions. And as I mentioned, the $50 million that we're investing this year is going to make sure that we have a lot of units available to address additional pressure needs, but also address in situations where there needs to be some repairs done, we can dispatch a modular and students can continue learning.
Speaking of content in the schools, you just the other day made an announcement on a survey the province is launching when it comes to age-appropriate school library materials. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, so a few months back, I was approached by parents who were concerned that some content they had found in our school libraries was inappropriate. And so I took a couple of months to look at that in a little bit more detail and ask my staff and my office to explore whether this was indeed the case, whether there are indeed books in our school libraries that are inappropriate. And we found that that was indeed the case. And we found in several schools, primarily in Calgary and Edmonton, that there were a number of different books with what I would describe as graphic sexual content. And my big concern was that some of these books were available in elementary schools. And I don't believe it's appropriate for children, especially at an elementary school age, to have the potential or possibility of picking up a book in their school library that has graphic depictions of oral sex or graphic depictions of self-harm, suicide, molestation. So we are doing a survey now because we want to get a better understanding from Albertans about what they think is appropriate in school libraries. And once we've collected the voice of parents and families, we will develop new standards so that we can make sure that this kind of material doesn't end up in our school libraries again.
And finally, whenever we have a guest here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add in a little bit of a personal question to the mix. And, of course, we're coming up on summertime and real warm temperatures, sunny skies out there. Probably a lot of people interested in checking out some different areas of the province for their summer holidays. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary Bow. What are some interesting things going on in your riding that you think people might be interested to check out this summer?
Well, my riding is home to Canada Olympic Park, home of the 1988 Winter Olympics. So there's a lot of different activities that occur at the park there, even during the summer. Lots of mountain bike riding trails on the hills there and other things for people to check out. Of course, one of the more famous things that happens in my riding is the Bowness Stampede Parade. The community of Bowness used to be a separate municipality back in the day and then, of course, absorbed by the city of Calgary. But they still carry on a lot of their historical traditions, and one of them includes a stampede parade. So if you're down in the Calgary area, that's a great parade to be able to participate in.
Some interesting things going on there. Demetrius Nikolaitis, the Minister of Education and Childcare for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.